An international trade war is looming between two unlikely rivals, Canada and Brazil. The dispute has been developing for about 5 years, but the tension increased this month after Canada slapped a ban on Brazilian beef imports, citing worries about mad cow disease. Since there's never been a documented case of mad cow disease in Brazil, the move infuriated the Brazilians, who say they're being punished by first-world competitors. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
All of a sudden, Canada has become the country Brazilians love to hate. In the last few days, Brazilians have held raucous demonstrations outside Canadian diplomatic missions. Restaurant owners have ceremoniously dumped out bottles of Canadian whiskey, and the stevedores at the Port of Santos voted yesterday that they'd no longer unload Canadian goods.
First we were surprised, then we were shocked, then we were angered.
Luiz Raffer, president of the Brazilian Rural Society, says he and his countrymen simply couldn't believe it when Canada announced a temporary ban on Brazilian beef imports earlier this month. The Canadians said Brazilian authorities hadn't proved Brazilian beef is free of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, popularly known as mad cow disease, which has caused such a panic in Europe. Raffer says Brazilian cows are the last ones anyone should suspect of having BSE.
Our cattle only eats grass, you know, or some grain, but mainly grass.
And Brazilian cattle do not eat feed made from the carcasses of other animals, which is believed to spread the disease. So when the Canadians cast this shadow over the quality of Brazil's beef, Brazilians assumed the real issue was, of all things, airplanes. The Brazilian manufacturer Embraer is threatening to overtake the Canadian firm Bombardier as the world's third largest builder of passenger planes. Canadians say Embraer benefits from unfair government subsidies. Last year, the World Trade Organization agreed with Canada, allowing it to impose punitive tariffs on Brazilian goods. Instead, Brazilians, such as former Foreign Minister Luiz Lampreia, say Canada has opted to smear the image of Brazilian beef.
I think it's what in American football is called a necessary roughness.
Brazilians say the Canadian government subsidizes its airplane manufacturer in much the same way, but so far has escaped punishment. Lampreia says the situation undermines average Brazilians' confidence in organizations such as the WTO.
The message that this gets across is that there are different standards of fairness in international trade. One, the general standard, the other one by those who have the power to enforce their own standard.
Canadian officials deny there's any link between the beef ban and the airplane dispute, but two anonymous government scientists recently told a Canadian newspaper that the beef ban had nothing to do with food safety concerns. The United States, meanwhile, has not been able to escape this quarrel. Because of obligations with Canada under the North American Free Trade Agreement, the U.S. has to go along with a ban. Taken aback by the Brazilians' reaction, the Canadians may now be looking for a way to diffuse the current tension. Yesterday, they sent a team of NAFTA health inspectors to Brazil, and they were quick to announce that their principal concern was with a tiny group of cattle recently imported from Europe. And they acknowledged that the rest of Brazil's 170 million head of cattle were probably BSE-free. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.